I'm Noah.
I'm Eddie. This is the Cosa Nostra.
And we're going to do...
Year roundup, guys.
Year roundup. This doesn't count as another episode because of my OCD. I don't want it to be 21. I want it to be 20. This is just like a bonus thing.
This is your summer special. So you don't miss. So when you miss us dearly in the month of like, I don't know, April or something, this is here for you.
Yeah.
If we're for some reason your comfort show was like,
summer break.
So we have done
20 movies.
And how many have we done this term? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six movies. We're gonna do a re-ranking. Just so you know what's coming up. Obviously, as per usual, we'll probably go on a tangent. But we're gonna rank on 20 movies. We're gonna talk about the movies that came out in 2025. And then the movies coming out in 2026.
Do you want to start with that?
I think we start with the ranking. Okay, and then any tangents, probably about Surf Lot or something. And then our plans for the podcast go forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
So last time we ranked this, we only had 14 films. We have six new members.
So the first movie that we did this year was Perks of Being a Wallflower. Okay, what were our thoughts on it?
I'd still stand by the fact that I think it's a masterpiece.
I think it's a very, very good movie. I think it's one of the best teenage movies in recent years. Not even just in recent years. It's just a really solid movie. I don't really have... There's a lot of movies that I really like that I just don't really have that much to say about, and this is one of them. It's just a really solid movie, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the acting is great.
Yeah, everybody's great. Ezra Miller should be in jail. And, you know, it's good.
Well, yeah, okay, you say that. At least it's not Toy Story, mate.
Yeah, like, I know.
If we're doing the jail count, I think that one might top it.
I know, but yeah, it is a really solid movie. I really do like it. It's a solid 4.5.
Otherwise, movies we did this term, Space Jam. It's fun. It's such a
beautiful product of its time. This is like the kind of movie that,
for
like,
me, it's like
people are going to be studying to understand what the 90s were like, you know?
For me, it's like Fruity Pebbles. It seems like it's going to be great, but then it's just
No movie where the plot is aliens kidnap the Looney Tunes to play basketball, then the Looney Tunes kidnap Michael Jordan to be on their team. No movie with a plot like that is ever going to be good. So if you set the bar really low, you'll have a pretty good time with this movie.
Did Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. Again, it's like Perks. Great. It's not a movie I have a bunch to say about it. I just think it's really, really solid.
It's like heartfelt.
Yeah, it's very introspective. There's a reason it's one of the most iconic movies. Ever.
Raiders.
I don't know what else I can say about it. All I can say is that I did something I have never done for a movie. On Saturday, I was thinking, yeah, I want to watch a good movie. Let's watch again. I was scrolling through Netflix and I saw Raiders. And I was like, screw it, I'm going to watch it again. And I never watch movies again in the space of like 3 weeks. I normally wait a year, you know, so the movie doesn't get worse every time I watch it. But this was the first time I watched a movie again in like the space of 3 weeks. And I've changed my mind. It's gone from a 4.5 to a 5-star. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. So it is my favorite movie of all time. You know, the one I could watch the most.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready Player One.
Let's just get this over with.
My advice is we're going to skip any talk about it.
And I'm going to change my thought. No, this is a thought that's changed. In all fairness, it is only my third least favorite Spielberg movie, similar to how Cars 2 is my third least favorite Pixar movie. Sometimes a movie can be so unbelievably bad and just like so bonkers.
Don't diss Cars 2, man.
Like, because I changed my mind. I'm not sure if I'm going to change my review, but I don't think Ready Player One is boring. It's not boring. It is so fascinating in how
so
many things
you
it gets
about
wrong.
10 minutes calling it boring.
I changed my mind on that. Like, it's not boring. It is so just, fascinatingly.
If you've had a bad day, just go listen to Noah rant about Ready Player One. It's a fun one.
Yeah.
And then Toy Story, the film with the most terrible people in it.
Yeah. I realized when we did Toy Story, I just genuinely did not really talk on what my thoughts were, because what else is there to say? It's Toy Story.
I feel like everyone has talked about it.
Yeah, it's one of the best animated movies out there, one of the most groundbreaking movies.
Aside of Surf's Up.
Like, sure. Again, everybody's entitled to their own opinions, you know?
I mean, Toy Story's great. It's fun. Yeah. It's one of those movies, if you haven't seen it, either you like were grow like born like, at 30 years like, old or like I don't like, know
are you living under a rock or something,
but fair enough. So
let's rank
them. Quick recap of the 20 movies we've got: Dead Poets Society, Social Network, Hot Fuzz, Home Alone, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, The Batman, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Roger Rabbit, Black Klansman, Man on the Moon, 500 Days of Summer, Treasure Planet, Little Miss Sunshine, Batman Returns, Perks, Space Jam, Stand By Me, Raiders, Ready Player One, Toy Story.
Yeah. One of the things that we said, we need to watch more classic movies. And I think we're moving there. Like, we've got two movies set that were made in the 80s. You know, we're moving our way backwards. And you said you wanted to do...
Line.
What? Line. Oh, I was going to say To Kill a Mockingbird, which
Kill a Mockingbird.
What is that, 64?
And I reckon we're looking to doing Raging Bull, maybe, or some
I've never seen stuff. We need to see...
Godfather.
We need to see Francis Ford Coppola, like...
We're going to do the Godfather part two.
That's what I was going to say. What we've been doing, we do this really weird thing where, like, sometimes we just do the sequels instead of the original. At least with me,
but
I did
Godfather
Batman Returns
part
first.
Two is...
Don't you want to do the first one? I don't know.
I prefer the part two.
Yeah, but most people do say part two.
We can do one and two in one episode.
Yeah, we want to touch on more.
They're quite similar, and it's the same
part. Oh my god, that's 6 hours! Yeah, we haven't done any mob
movies.
Yeah,
I feel like it's quite sad.
We could do Shark Tale, that's a mob movie.
I feel like it's quite sad that our namesake is... Yeah, we haven't even done anything.
We need to do... You said you wanted to see a few more Zemeckis.
Yeah, we could look into some Zemeckis stuff. Back to the Future.
Yeah, Back to the Future, sure. Forrest Gump, Castaway. I'm not going anywhere further than that.
Okay. Well, should we get into ranking? We're going to slot
these ones into... Yeah, okay, let's start with Perks.
So,
has this changed?
Reading our list
from
3 months ago, we had Social Network at number one, which I still stand by is probably going to be my answer. That is my version of Raiders.
Yeah,
that is
fair
the movie
enough.
I watched. I think I've watched 4 times since I saw it 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's 2 times a year. Yeah,
it's incredible. It's really, really. I think it's one of the greatest crafted movies of all time.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Does it change? No, none of the movies I can see that are particularly better than it. I mean, personally, I put Roger Rabbit over it, but both of us, just thinking about it, like, you know, from a technological standpoint, yeah, Roger Rabbit is better, but yeah, I think it's fine as it is.
Then we had Eternal Sunshine in second.
I think
that's fair enough.
Yeah,
I'm happy with
enough.
That. It's a great movie. There's not really much more to say about it. Dead Poets at third. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that you watch once a year, maybe, when you're feeling really depressed or you don't really have anything.
I always have a collection of movies I always watch in like September, October, November. It's one of those, you know.
Yeah. It's very awesome. Hot Fuzz at 4.
One of my favorite comedies.
I think
time.
That's fine, personally.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna boost it up from
a brilliant movie, but it's
no, it's a brilliantly made movie.
But it's not the same kind of film as The Social Network.
Yeah, it's much different. It works for what it's trying to do.
It's like Van Gogh versus like The Sistine Chapel. Oh, no, it's not the same vibe. They're both amazing, but it's not the same thing. Yeah. Like I can watch The Social Network over and over. But the
I can watch Hot Fuzz like over and over.
Yeah, Hot Fuzz I can watch once.
I have even greater appreciation for it after seeing Shaun of the Dead, which I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't really that into. You know, so this is it's clearly like a marked improvement. It's like comparing Batman Begins to The Dark Knight. You can see there's a clear marked improvement from Shaun of the Dead to Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
You know, it is a very good movie. You do get a lot more of appreciation for it. Speaking of Batman,
number Batman, 5 was The Batman, which I'm happy with.
It is pretty good. I don't know why they're taking so long and making a sequel, but. 5 years, giving you 5 years, it better be pretty good. Apparently, I didn't probably read the article, but apparently James Gunn is planning on making a Batman movie.
Yes, there's a Batman Superman crossover
which
film.
Which is like, every single one that they've always done, there's always. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which it sounds weird, but when you look at the comics, which is Gunn is a big comics guy, the point of the DC heroes is that they can have these goofy storylines. And then they can also have these really dark sides.
Yeah, but the thing with that, like, you're talking about, I don't know comics that well, but I know there's Golden Age, there's Silver Age. Silver Age was a lot more goofy than you had in the 80s, the reinvention
even now.
The Killing Joke. And it's like, okay, all these things existed in their own kind of, like, point.
Yeah.
Now we've got a more gritty The Batman. But then you've also got, like, the more average superhero. And it's going to be lighter because Superman's obviously a much lighter
movie.
So I think it's going to be a lot. It's weird. It's weird having those two completely, not completely
different.
If
they keep it gritty, it could be very interesting because you have this kind of naive Superman put down to deal with these like actual scum of the earth people.
Who's going
to
be the Batman in this one? Are they going to recast?
No, it's Patterson apparently, keeping his role. I mean, I'd watch that.
What?
Mark Zuckerberg.
It's like having
Zuckerberg and king of like crashing out versus aliens. That'd be sick. No. You got Mark Zuckerberg typing away, and then you've got Andrew Garfield like smashing laptops. That sounds
like,
sick.
It's like having Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze in Batman Begins. Yeah. What? Those are two completely different types of superhero movies. I don't know.
We'll see how it is.
It's going to be weird. You know, it's going to be really
Speaking
weird.
Speaking of weird, number 6, 500 Days of Summer.
I am very sorry for how I treated this movie because I watched it again, like, what is it, like 3 weeks ago? And yeah, it's really good. I don't think I was that into it, but that's because it'd been like quite a while.
That being said, I always really liked it, but yeah. That being said, I'm very happy with where we put it. I don't think it could go up.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because it's great, but anything that it does, another movie on there kind of beats it at.
Yeah, but it's still good.
It's really enjoyable.
Yeah, it is. Again, I
apart
enjoy
from maybe
the
soundtrack. I mean, having
Having
the Smiths, Morrissey, another horrible person, and the Pixies, and like it's actually no maybe Perks having done it now might beat it out. I mean, come on, Eileen. David Bowie.
We're going to get to that, yeah.
Number 7, we've got Little Miss Sunshine.
Okay, I just want to say, you know what? I watched, like, a week, like, 2 weeks ago. I rewatched the Royal Tenenbaums, and that is just Little Miss Sunshine, but better. It takes the broken family idea, but it just does it in a more interesting way where I genuinely feel like all these characters care about each other. You know why? Because the Royal Tenenbaums actually gives us time to understand who these characters were before. You know, they have a backstory. We understand why these characters act the way they do now. Here, with Little Miss Sunshine, we're just kind of plonked into, like, this.
But that being said,
it's still a good movie.
It's good.
And I really think it gets better in its last 30 minutes when we actually understand these characters. I don't know why you leave the, like, Paul Dano's character's backstory to the last 30 minutes where I can just never understand a thing he does. It's just...
That being said, I think it's got the second most justifiable crash out of any movies we've done.
Yeah.
Number one being the infamous Social Network crash out.
Andrew Garfield's one.
I think that's one of the best scenes in all of film. I think it's brilliant.
Really, where he crashes out.
But he goes like, Mark, and then he like runs down.
Mark is just so confused.
He just slams a laptop. He's like, and then the like Prada, left my Prada at the cleaners line is genius. I honestly,
yeah,
what a movie. Anyway. Number 8, Roger Rabbit.
I'm sorry.
Happy with that.
Like, yeah, I really like this movie. Not just from a technological standpoint, but the script and the characters, everything comes together. And, like, it perfectly uses the idea of, like, show, don't tell. You know, how you know, understanding the character of Eddie Valiant by just showing, like, the pictures on the wall and, you know, the fact that he drinks because he's got a bunch of bottles there. It's like, it's just perfect filmmaking, and I'm so surprised a movie like this even exists. It's especially how it doesn't even use computers to blend the animation with the live action. It's like it's in my opinion a perfect movie. I obviously understand people who don't like it. If you don't get it, because
it's not that I don't like
no,
it.
Like everybody's entitled to an opinion.
It's fine.
Like, yeah, sure.
I feel that I couldn't put it any higher than 8. I think personally, it's a great film. And I will always admire films for being creative and doing things out of the box. But I don't feel that it could go any further because I think it's limited by its own point. I think based on the plot, I don't have a problem with kids' movies being kids' movies. Surf's Up is one of my favourite films and it's very much a kids' movie. But it feels like it should have done more. Mm. If they're doing a noir movie, but
well,
it doesn't feel noir.
Yeah, if you've got if that's a thing, you can always read the original book, Who Censored Roger Rabbit, which is a much grittier version of the
thing. But I think that is what it should have been, and I feel...
Well, again, you gotta keep in mind, this is Disney in the 1980s.
Yes, I know,
right?
But...
They could only go so far, even though they were...
And there is limits to it.
Yeah, they wanted to put this under the Walt Disney banner, but because even as it is, it was too dark. They had to put it under the Don't Touch Don't banner. Yeah, so,
and there's no, yeah. It's a great
film. I'm even surprised it's as adult as it is.
I feel there's a missed opportunity.
Yeah,
but that's all.
No,
but
if you feel like
I appreciate
fine.
There is a limit to what they can do. Yeah, that's fine. And that's
I bet if it was...
The sad truth. But if it was made again, in if the you 90s, got, for example, I think it could have been so much more. Like, the villain, I feel, is a bit flat.
I know.
And it's such a English student, this is a metaphor for, not for communism, the other one. Metaphor for...
No, it was...
This is a metaphor for capitalism. I'm going to build freeways with motels.
No, but that was a literal thing that happened. Watch Chinatown, I swear they say it in that movie.
Yeah, but it feels...
Yeah.
It feels very, I don't know.
But you didn't like it,
I'm happy with
can
it.
Can I just say... For most of my childhood, I thought Christopher Lloyd was an old man. Like, seeing him as Doc Brown and seeing him as Judge Doom, I always thought he was an old man. So the surprise I had when I realized the guy is still alive right now.
And he's an old man now.
Yeah, he's an old man. He looks like Doc Brown nowadays. So, that's really cool.
Then at number 9, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. I think I overhyped this movie when we were doing it.
Thank you.
It's very good. And as I've said, I always admire movies for doing something different.
Yeah.
And the fact it's so incredibly different. And Edgar Wright, as an editor, was genius.
Yeah, he's a...
The acting is enjoyable. Yeah. It's funny. It's a good movie.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if 5 is quite okay to put this here. I'd probably give it a 4, having time to think it over.
Like,
it's still really enjoyable.
What hinders this movie for me, and it's more of a personal thing, I just don't like Michael Cera as an actor. He is probably a great guy. But God, the shtick has gotten old. And it's just like...
I don't think he can. My problem is he's great at
acting. Jesse Eisenberg is getting there for me. Where okay, guy, we need to kind of change what we're doing.
But he's had enough where he's done other stuff.
Yeah, he's done other... No, but Michael Cera, okay.
He always does comedy movies.
Oh, Barbie, you're doing the same thing again. Okay. Can we just
it works.
Stop
That's
it?
The thing. It works really well. But... It's like Jonah Hill has a shtick,
but
he executes it so well.
It's always funny. I was watching 21 Jump Street and he's funny.
21 Jump Street, he's hilarious.
Great movie. Absolutely banging movie. I need to finish. That's a good point. I need to finish that.
What's the one? I'm trying to think of the funniest lines. I think the second one has funny and memorable lines.
I've not seen the second one.
It's like, my name, that one. I mean, he's funny. Yeah. They're all funny. I'm happy with it at 9, personally. Yeah, I think that's fine. Batman Returns.
Batman Returns is the most reasonable movie I have ever seen to hate, because it's what is it?
I appreciate its creativeness.
It is.
That being said, C-. It was a nice effort.
I completely understand. No, because it is one of my favorite movies of all time, but I understand why.
It was a cool effort, but
And that was the reaction that we know. Most people were kind of
it's kind of wasted opportunity. I see so much potential with the villains, the characters, the way it looks, the Batman and stuff. I haven't seen the first one, obviously, which probably would fulfill everything I'm asking for. It just doesn't feel like a Batman movie.
Yeah, but
feels like a weird shtick where it's like,
this is
we didn't
them
want to
letting
have Batman
Tim Burton do whatever he wants. And, most people, their reaction to it is I don't think about it because I don't want to think about it.
It's just, I don't think there is enough there to impress me. That is my problem.
Yeah, fair enough. It's one of my favorite movies because it just goes so hard. It's so bleak and so depressing and so just dark. And I'm like, it's so mentally deranged. And I'm like, this is beautiful because this is something that you just never see. A studio would never allow a movie like this to ever get made again. That's the reason why I like movies like Gremlins 2, because it's like, how does a movie like this ever get made?
And I appreciate that. It feels such a watered down cocktail.
How you feel because you like those.
I feel like
you like The Dark Knight and the Batman, Batman
not even
movies.
That. I just wish, I feel like this isn't dialed to 100. That's my issue.
I wish dialed to.
It feels like it isn't dialed.
We can always go back.
I feel like it isn't dialed up enough. That's my problem. Yeah. It feels too we'll let him do it. Having seen other Tim Burton movies, it just feels a bit diluted.
This is the most Tim Burton movie Tim Burton. It is just what happens when you let a guy just make whatever he wants.
And that's,
you know?
I think, mildly.
Similar how
he kind of
Gremlins 2 is the most Joe Dante movie ever.
So Black Klansman at 11.
Well,
I'm not. I feel that should be higher.
That probably should be. No, it should be higher. Definitely
it's,
higher than Batman Returns. I like Batman Returns more, but like just thinking about
I'd
it,
I'd almost switch those two.
Returns, right? Pilgrim, and Roger Rabbit, Little Miss Sunshine, 500 Days in Summer, The Batman, and Hot Fuzz are all worse than Black Klansman, in my opinion. I know
I'd,
that's
I'd
a lot.
I almost agree.
Like,
I think the only thing for me that maybe keeps it behind The Batman in terms of that kind of like chart is obviously it's set in the 70s. But it feels like a caricature of the 70s, which
maybe the
like intention.
Yeah.
But to someone trying to watch it, I was trying to watch it for the detective aspect and the kind of like satire aspect. And it felt too much of like a joke of the 70s.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of interesting more ways you could talk about the 70s. Again, like what is it like just before the end of half term? I watched Dolomite is my Name, and that is like a really, like that takes the 70s aspect of Black Klansman and really just dials out. If you like this Black Klansman, you should really watch Dolomite is my Name. It's probably Eddie Murphy's best performance. It's a really good movie.
Always my problem when it's a little bit over the top.
Yeah,
if they want to do it, either realistic 70s or just take it too far.
Yeah. But like
be funny with
yeah,
it.
And again, I've seen because I bought a 9 film collection of all Spike Lee's movies, like in the Lent term, and I've seen a lot more. I've seen School Days, Mo Better Blues, Jungle Fever, and like you know, I've seen him make better movies than.
It's
Black
not that
Klansman.
This is bad.
It's not even bad. It's still really, really good. It's got solid, like really good cinematography, and one of my favorite screenplays. No wonder it won Best Adapted Screenplay because it's so
a bit
good.
Short,
you know, I've just seen better from him, you know? Like,
it's a bit like the scenario with Ready Player One. It's good, but I just know he can do better. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, not
okay.
to that degree, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Home Alone. You know, it's a classic Christmas movie.
It's fine.
It's still like.
There's not that much.
It doesn't matter how old I get. I'm still really. And like, you know. It really should not work as well as it does. Like this, I've seen so many like, you know, kids up, adults down kind of movies. I've seen like Problem Child and like, you know, Agent Cody Banks and stuff like that. And it's those are cliche, but somehow this movie just has so much soul to it. It's sincere. It's sincere.
That is
really down to like, oh my God. I was going to say John Williams' score, which I always forget to think about because I always think about Spielberg when it scores. But like, yeah, this is one of his best ones. Hardest name to ever say, Jesus Christ. Macaulay Culkin, Macaulay Culkin's acting, which is actually his best performance in anything. And it's like,
basically the only
thing
he
Chris
did.
Columbus is such an underrated director and he's so good. I was watching a video about how underrated he is and it's like, he is so good at working with children, like, you know, when it comes to directing them, like, look at Harry Potter, like, he's really good, he's really underrated, so, Joe Pesci, I swear he's in Goodfellas the next year,
he's in Goodfellas and Raging Bull.
Which is so funny to see him in this movie.
In this, like, it's weird, it's a different kind of A-game.
It's a very odd change, but, I don't know, this means Stranger. I found out Robert De Niro was in The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, like... like yesterday, which is quite funny. And then Daniel Stern, he's great in this movie. You know, everybody, Catherine O'Hara is great. Everybody's given 100%. They didn't have to go this hard on Home Alone, but they did. And it's a solid movie.
And the last two are Man on the Moon and Treasure Planet. I think both are fine though.
Again, I like Man on the Moon.
It's another one of missed potential.
It's like, when you know what happened in Andy Kaufman's life, there was no reason to change what happens in this movie. And I understand, when you're doing a biopic, you got to change some stuff. Ed Wood is probably my second favorite movie of all time. And that changes a lot of stuff. But, and yeah, the script was done by the same people who did Ed Wood and The People vs. Larry Flynt and Dolomite is My Name. Much better movies. And it's just like, I'm just like, it's just such a stale kind of like, not stale, but just kind of your by the numbers biopic. It's not bad. Jim Carrey's obviously giving a good performance. But and this doesn't scream, this was the guy who made Amadeus and One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest. you know, it's just kind of like an inoffensive biopic. It's good, but not much more than that for me.
And Treasure Planet, there's not really much to say. I think
I get it. It's not fun. One of my favorite movies, but I really like it for like kind of taking. It's in my opinion, after doing the Treasure Island play, it is a much better version than the actual book and the play, because it expands on. I mean, you did the play,
and it's fine.
You did
it's
the
better.
Play. You know the relationship between Silver and Jim. You know, it's kind of baseline. It's like, but here they actually expand on a father figure relationship, and it's interesting. It's an interesting idea, and I really respect it for that.
So, any changes to the current list before we add the last?
Black Klansman is going up.
Number five, yeah. I think. Number six.
Yeah, six is fine.
Yeah, moving it up to six, and otherwise keeping it the same, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's add the other six.
Yeah. And then, okay, so the other six.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Perks of Being a Wallflower, for me, goes number three. Or four.
It's better than 500 Days.
It's better than 500 Days. I would argue it's better than Klansman and
Batman. It's better than the Batman. I don't like him more than Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, so put it five.
Five is fine.
So Perks of Being a Wallflower goes in at the five spot.
Yes.
Ahead of. But yeah, that's where we'll be slotting that in.
Yeah. Bro, what's next? What did we do next? Yeah, you probably should just write it down or something.
Just so we remember.
Next, we got Space Jam.
Space Jam can go at the end.
I mean,
it's enjoyable. It's good. It's in the same kind of
realm as
Treasure Planet. I appreciate it.
You know, it's in the same camp. Not as bad, but it's in the same camp where I'd put something like a Problem Child. But it's just so fascinatingly kind of just... This is such a movie of its time that, you know, it is just so interesting. I love movies like that, especially ones from the 90s that are just like...
But I do think that's our number 15 film.
Yeah, that's completely fine. I'm not arguing with that.
That's off number 15 film there.
In terms of how much I enjoy it, it'd probably go at like number three.
But we're talking film.
Yeah, like technically.
It's
a lot of it is an ironic enjoyment, you know. Mm. Yeah. What's next? What do we do next? Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Honestly, it's not
better than Perks.
No, I'm sorry. No.
No, that's a bit. That's a bit.
It's not as good as 500 Days, but I like it more than Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, I'll put it eight.
Yeah.
That's a fair spot for it. I do think that's.
Yeah. Next after that was Raiders. Again, if I had my way, it is shooting off straight to number one.
Raiders will go two or three.
It's better than A Ton of Sunshine and Dead Poets. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put Raiders at. I don't think it beats The Social Network.
Yeah.
Purely because Raiders is amazing, but the quality of The Social Network for me, it's what I think what was good about it is it took Fincher kind of out of his comfort zone in something that you wouldn't expect Fincher to do.
Yeah.
And he did such a good job.
I know, and it's always cool to see when directors go out of their comfort zone. Yeah, if we did something, an actual Spielberg movie that took him out of his comfort zone, like Schindler's List,
would go first.
It would go first, but you know, Raiders is just not average, but like it is like quintessential Spielberg. It is Spielberg. You can't mistake
it
for anything else.
It's great for it,
yeah.
But I think The Social Network has that quality to it.
You couldn't mistake.
It's got a gloss. Yeah.
You couldn't mistake. Raiders Lost Ark for any other Spielberg movie. What you can mistake was for not being a Spielberg movie is Ready Player One.
Ready Player One may take our 16th spot. No.
I'ma be real. It's always technically better than Space Jam.
It is
easily Spielberg's most embarrassing movie. It's not that it doesn't even feel like a Spielberg movie. It doesn't even feel like a movie. What? Oh god, I'm going back into that ranting.
Okay. I'll stop you there. Yeah. We may have to put that last.
No, it's better than Space Jam.
Like, okay, number 15. Yeah. I just
want to say again, it really should have put the E.T. Atari game because of the fact that all the E.T. Atari games ended up in a landfill, which is where Ready Player One belongs. So,
we're going Star Wars Christmas Special level. What else do we have to cover?
And Toy Story. That would probably go, probably smack bang in the middle, honestly. I'd put it higher than Little Miss Sunshine, but not higher than 500 Days of Summer.
What do we already have between 500 Days and Little Miss Sunshine?
Stand By Me.
It's not better than Stand By Me.
Again, it is actually for me the exact same level. Like, you cannot make me choose
so
between the
movies. So I think that we have to go with what is the critics' rating for the two of them.
Well, Toy Story is a lot higher, so but we'll put, I wouldn't... Again, I'm not going to the people who said Hook is 23% of Rotten Tomatoes. Thank you very much.
So
I think from our opinion, I would put it lower than Stand By Me. Yeah.
So that goes in at the 8th spot? Is that everything we've covered this?
Yes.
Okay, so... Oh, what's our list looking like, sir? Number one. Let me see if I can figure it out. So number one, we've got Social Network.
Two, Raiders.
Raiders. Yep. Three, Eternal Sunshine. Dead Poets. Hot Fuzz.
Yep.
Six, Black Klansman.
Yeah.
Seven, 500 Days.
Eight,
Stand By Me.
Nine, Toy Story.
10, Little Miss Sunshine. 11, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Yes. Then there's one between Roger Rabbit and Scott Pilgrim, right? No, okay. Roger Rabbit, then Scott Pilgrim, then 11th, Batman Returns.
I think they're all the same when we get to the bottom.
And then Man on the Moon, Treasure Planet, then Ready Player One, then Space Jam.
We hit our quota by doing a lot more stinkers this time.
Yeah.
It's going to get so much better once we get to... let's get into it now. What are we hoping to do next?
So let's have a look at our list, what we've already covered and what are we going to get rid of and what are we going to add to that list of upcoming. I reckon we're going to keep To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll keep Memento.
Batman Forever is my first choice.
I will begrudgingly keep...
No, because it really is like a kind of thing where like I really would like just have an excuse to talk about Val Kilmer because he was one of my favorite actors.
But do we not
want to
do
time.
The Doors?
Never seen The Doors and like, did you know, like, he actively learned how to... And I swear they dubbed over him in the actual thing.
No, they didn't. He sang so well, the actual members of The Doors could not tell if it was him or...
And who was Oliver... Oliver Stone did not want him originally, and, like...
Yeah,
you know, I just want to say, like, Malcolm was one of the most talented actors of all time, and that's why I just want to talk about one of his movies.
Well, so I reckon we can...
We add The Doors, definitely.
We'll add The Doors. Keep Waves.
You need to see Waves. I think it's really good as well. Like, yeah.
And then we'll keep Truman Show.
Yeah.
Keep Do the Right Thing. Keep Good Time.
Yeah.
I think we need to talk about Patterson in a different role. Good War Hunting, we can keep. It's enjoyable.
Yeah. I'm not doing Grown Ups 2. Please leave me alone.
But it's one of those horrible movies.
No, because, like, it's bad, and I really like that it's bad. It's a movie I could watch any day of the week because it's bad. But the only problem is, there's nothing to talk about. It's just bad. You know those movies where they're just bad, and, like, it kind of is what it is.
That.
Yeah, I've got nothing to say.
That might have to hit the floor.
You did not see American Pie, which I am not happy about.
I have seen American Pie.
Oh, good.
It's amazing.
It's so funny.
It's one of the funniest films.
Stifler is one of my favorite movie characters of all time.
The nudity in the film is just funny.
I know. It's just like, yes.
It just doesn't... It feels like a movie that kids made just so that they could, like...
I know. No, it feels like a movie that, like, people, like, you know, what do they call them in America? People, seniors?
It feels like something that high school seniors would
Like. High school... You know, like, Stifler is one of the funniest
Stifler
movie characters.
Stifler is hilarious. When Stifler's mom goes, are you trying to seduce me? And he goes... Yes, I am. And then they just, it's like, what?
I know.
Yeah, we'll keep that. Jerry Maguire, fine. Definitely keeping.
Yeah.
Talented Mr. Ripley, we'll keep.
Yeah.
Red.
And.
Yeah, we'll keep it.
Honestly, I've never heard of it.
A Time to Kill, we'll keep. I think we have a couple too many McConaughey movies here. I think that was a bit of a spiel.
Yeah, you had the idea, but.
I think we may have to ditch Dazed and Confused.
Well, if you want to have a compromise, we can always do Wolf of Wall Street.
I want to keep Lincoln Lawyer because. No, actually, no. We can get rid of Lincoln Lawyer.
And A Time to Kill, didn't he win an Oscar for that?
Yeah,
so, like, you might as well just keep them.
Dallas Buyers he won an Oscar for. Yeah. They're so confused. I think we'll keep them, and we might get around to them if we want to.
Yeah.
Then the unholy trilogy of Mac and Me, Howard the Duck, and the Star Wars Christmas special.
Yes. Mac and Me, one of the most infamous movies of all time, and...
And then we had Field of Dreams.
I don't. Did you want Field of Dreams?
I didn't really want it.
I mean,
I think we can ditch that one.
I mean, if you want to change that to like Angels in the Outfield or something like that, I don't know. Then, if you want a baseball movie, and there's the only two ones
then,
I know, but
then
yeah, we have to.
In terms of adding more movies, I want to add. The Godfather 1 and 2.
Yeah, I was actually in the middle of watching a Reality Bites. I think that'd be an... Yeah, I just started it. Like, that might be an interesting movie to do, you know. Yeah, what else?
Raging Bull.
Raging Lion. Bull. Because Royal Tenenbaums, because we need to get some Wes.
No.
No, you haven't seen... Oh, no. Oh, my God. Yeah, I promise you, you're going to love that movie. Then, you'd be absolutely obsessed with
the
it.
The Outsiders from the 80s. Yeah. Classic 80s work.
Are there any other... I want to carry
Inception.
On. Oh, yeah, sure, fine.
That's the movie that got
me. Did you ever realise that?
Sound of Metal and Manchester by the Sea. And Leon, The Professional, if we haven't done that yet. That's a banger.
You know, there was a podcast done with Will Smith and...
Sorry, guys.
We're not dead. Our deaths were greatly exaggerated. So, you know, there was a podcast done with Will Smith, and he actually was offered the role that Leonardo DiCaprio had. I've heard about this,
and I think, although it's really confusing to me, that Leon is played by a famously French actor.
No, Leo DiCaprio.
Oh.
In Inception.
Yeah. That would have been terrible.
He was also offered Neo.
I know.
Which also would have been terrible.
And then Val Kilmer was...
Why did
that would have saved his career.
Why did they go, we lost Will Smith, so we're just going to race swap it?
No, but it's the kind of thing where, like, I kind of understand why he would not take it, because Inception's going to be a... Christopher Nolan pitching Inception
he's standing at a whiteboard, and he's, like, really crumpled up, like, Oppenheimer, and he's just standing there trying to explain to everyone.
But the same thing with The Matrix as well. That's a hard movie to... Explain. Him being a big actor at the time.
I can't really take Will Smith seriously in dog action movies.
Have you seen I Am Legend? I haven't seen it, but
I think the only one he did was good movies are I Am Legend and Pursuit of Happiness. And both of those,
I wasn't too into Ali. No. And, you know, but at the same time, it's Christopher Nolan. He had just done The Dark Knight and Batman Begins. How are you turning down Inception? He obviously knows what he's doing.
And Inception's a banger. I just say that now? I put that above Interstellar in his best films. And then I put Memento above that. Really? The thing I love about Memento is it's brilliantly complicated without being pretentious. I feel so many of Christopher Nolan's movies feel pretentious. It's like, look at me.
Yeah, his most pretentious one is, what's it called?
Tenet. Ugh.
Tenet's good.
It's fine. It's not... Again, everyone just...
That's what those... Again, I'm not a Christopher Nolan hater. I just need to put out that. I don't hate him. And I just want to say, Tenet is what Christopher Nolan haters think a Christopher Nolan movie is.
It's like really
unbelievably confusing, like way too smart for its own good.
But that being said, Pattinson is amazing in that. Yeah. Oh, can I add the creator to the list?
Yeah.
Surf's Up.
We haven't done an animated musical.
Oh, God, no.
Because this guy doesn't like musicals, so I'm going to say...
La La Land.
Because that isn't a musical for people who don't like musicals.
Yes,
and I'm not...
Yes, but I'm talking about... Oh, Whiplash.
Oh, West Side Story.
The original.
No.
I don't want to do the Spielberg one.
I know, it's so good.
It's a bit washed out.
No, it's so good. Like, it is really, really good. It's, I want to... I want to keep on the Indiana Jones train rolling.
The third one, though.
We're going to Temple of Doom. Oh, my God. We're going to absolutely lose our minds on two.
I don't think we need to do one that I hate.
We need,
although I don't hate movies enough.
No, come up with one. Like, we could always do Surf's Up.
What's my number one?
We could do Surf's Up 2 Wave Mania.
Surf's Up 2 Wave Mania. Why do you take... Happy Feet is so bad... The second movie.
And it's like, it's so weird because George Miller is such a good director. He made Mad Max Fury Road, and like, Babe isn't even that bad either. And it's like, why would you make Happy Feet? It's such an odd departure.
If you're the only hate, maybe that's...
No, but I want to do one that he hates, but I like.
Okay.
Happy Feet is so bad that a director decided to make a movie about penguins animated exactly the same for the pure reason to mock it and prove that you could do better.
And I just want to say, why were the 2000s obsessed with penguins?
Mr. Popper's Penguins,
Madagascar. March of the Penguins. Like, guys, what was going on in the 2000s? Were penguins cool again?
Gatorade Penguin or something at some point.
March of the Penguins. I swear that won like best documentary feature. Is that thing even? Is it animated?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Happy Feet somehow won best animated feature.
Told off for saying, but like Attenborough. My brother loves him.
Don't say anything, because that guy could go at any minute. Okay.
He's great, but I feel like he's a bit of like a sleeping pill for some people.
No, but he's so good. Like, I could sit down and watch any of his documentaries.
Sit down and watch him during the day? Unless it's the last biology lesson of the term. No. Everyone watches him at about 9 o'clock at night, and then they forget the last 20 minutes mysteriously.
Yeah, but it's such a soothing voice.
He's
and
so
like,
soothing, you fall asleep.
That's kind of the point. Like, you know, he's good. He's really good.
That's
and, you know, I don't know. He is similar to, like, Harrison Ford, where I just don't know what it's going to be like when he's gone, you know?
Well, yeah, what is going to happen when Harrison... Who's going to make the, like... Who's going to turn up in every single franchise?
You know, he turned up in, like, Anchorman 2, and I was like, what the hell?
He genuinely, he rides a paycheck in the best possible way.
I know, like, you know, I got a really, one of my favorite actors.
He's hilarious.
So much charisma, great. Yeah,
I think that's about it.
Is there any other animated, anything else animated?
There's a new Spider-Man movie coming out.
Not even like I dislike Tron, it's just going to be quite a slog to get through. You know, what else?
Animated wise.
Again, like, I would like to do one of the musicals from, like, the 90s, but at the same time, everybody has talked to them about them to death. Yeah, like,
I'm open to doing Akira. It's...
Yeah, that's not a Studio Ghibli.
No, it's the
we
first
can, we
animated
can do
one.
One.
And Akira, apparently they discovered new colors while animating it. They discovered something like 90 new color combinations while... Because every single frame of Akira is hand-drawn. It's about, what's about? It's about, it's like cyber cyclists, and one of them gets infected by a virus and becomes like a cyber monster or something.
Yeah, kind of.
Is there any stop motion movies we want to do? Anything from Aardman or anything like that? There's always, because most of the time when you do stop motion, that gives you an opportunity to go a lot darker than you might usually go. So you've got like Coraline, you've got Fantastic Mr. Fox, you know. Paranorman, that's a pretty solid one as well.
Box Trolls.
Yeah, Box Trolls.
Cuba and the Two Strings.
I need to see that movie.
Should we put that on the list? Cuba and the Two Strings. It's not.
It's
great.
On my list of movies I need to see. I just found a list of like worst movies. So anybody up for Cats?
No.
No. Okay then. Anybody up for Catwoman?
No.
No. Okay.
Actually, we could do Catwoman.
Anybody up? Oh my God! Why would you not make a movie about Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman? It's so stupid.
Because it's Halle Berry.
It's like.
And at the time, she was
you
like,
know, didn't she accept the Golden Raspberry Award? She actually came and accepted it, and I really respect that. Yeah. Freddy Got Fingered. Anybody?
Is that not the movie where he jumps out of a window, and that's how the film starts?
Oh my God!
We are not watching.
Okay, no. I'm sorry. How did I forget this? Ed Wood. We need to do Ed Wood. Okay, because that is, it's tied with Raiders as my favorite movie of all time. It's so good. And we could, yeah. What else? Mac. No, we already got that.
My dad loves his movies. We can do it for my dad. Look.
Oh, we can do. We can do. The Super Mario Bros.
Do you not know?
What's the thing?
The Big Blue.
Oh yeah.
You know, we could do the live-action Super Mario Bros.
And then maybe Akita. The Assassin movie by the same director, Luke Besson.
Should we do the live-action Super Mario Bros. Movie?
Oh, God, no.
Monkey! You know, Bob Hoskins walked on set every day drunk.
Yeah.
That's great. What else? There's The Last Airbender. The Room. You're tearing me apart, Lisa. I didn't hit her. I didn't hit her.
We may have to do this.
Oh my God. They saved Hitler's brain.
Sounds like a banger.
What else? Oh, we can do those really low budget.
Seven. Can we put Seven on the list?
We can do... Yep, Howard the Duck is so bad, it came out twice on this list. We can do one of those, like...
We can do A Ouija Shark 2.
I was about to say, we have to do one of those so bad it's good movies.
A Ouija Shark, or what's it called? Attack of the Birds.
Birdemic.
Birdemic. And I
think, you know what? I saw.
I think we should officially do a two-parter, one thing with two episodes of The Simpsons on it, and that being, Barthood as my favorite Simpsons episode.
That is really interesting because most people's favorite Simpsons episodes from the first 10 seasons.
Barthood.
That's like a season 21. That's really an interesting. I like that episode. That's really good.
Barthood. And what's your pick?
Barthood. My favorite Simpsons episode.
Just a episode. Because we'll do a two-parter.
Oh my god. Nobody's ever asked me this, and it's probably my favorite show of all time. It's probably from like season 7 or something.
We could do the Who Shot Mr. Burns.
Oh my god. It might be back in season 2, Bart gets an F.
The one where he actually studies.
Where he actually studies. And yeah, I just want to go on a tangent. The Simpsons is just like this is why I wish I could have been.
Do we want to diversify and do some of our favorite show episodes and albums?
Yeah. That could finally get me to watch Breaking Bad.
No, I think if we're doing that, I'd like to do a two-parter on The Bear, being Fishes and Forks.
Yeah. And we can also talk about if it's fair that The Bear wins best comedy.
Yes, honestly. It's a depressing comedy, but it is a comedy.
Again, like, it's in the same category as stuff like Family Guy was.
Yeah.
What? Like, okay, the only one I can actually get behind because I've actually watched
episodes. The Bear is amazing. Fishes, what an episode!
I've actually watched episodes.
From, what's his name? Who plays his brother?
Oh yeah.
And the Punisher. He's brilliant in that. John Bernthal in Fishes, absolutely amazing. Carmen Bizzotto, by Jeremy Allen White, amazing in that episode. And the Mum, by. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Can we just talk about...
And SNL's own, isn't it? And he's amazing.
Jamie Lee Curtis getting a... I know, I'm a little late to the party here, but like, really? For what?
She won supporting actress.
For Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I'm like, I'd have to check what it was like.
Everything she's ever done, you pick that.
It was 2024 Oscars, right?
Like, come on.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was the year before. Yes.
So I think that's what we want to.
I mean, you've got.
That's a list. Like, are we open to doing albums? Are we open to that, guys?
Well, if I listen to them.
Doing live listens.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I think you should we'll talk about it offline.
Okay, yeah.
But that might happen.
Actually, I can't even see
live reactions to.
I haven't seen like.
If we're doing albums, Loveless, Doolittle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe introducing.
You need to do a Frank Ocean Mad one. Villainy, you have to do a Frank Ocean one.
Probably Blonde or Endless for Frank Ocean. Then either Igor or Goblin, and then some classic like The Doors, self-titled. Then maybe. Dark Side of the Moon or Wish You Were Here is my favourite. And then maybe something like This Is Battle Rock for Clash or Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols or Cub by Wonderhorse.
Okay, right. So like, what is, okay, like in terms of movies, what's your first one that you're going to choose?
The next, probably Lane.
Because, okay, fine. So I know what I'm doing. For me,
I'm watching.
What? Edward? Again, I'm surprised I've gone this long without talking about Edward. Yeah. But like, honestly, when it comes to what I choose for the podcast, it's the movies that less so not my favorite, but more so the ones that I've got the most to say about. And like, it's either Batman Forever or Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Because those are two movies that I've just like got so much to talk about.
And watch The Bear. I think we may have to do a bit of a Bear. I don't know if you've seen it. It's amazing.
I've not seen it.
It's definitely worth. Even if you don't watch the whole thing and just season one is my favorite season.
How many seasons have they done?
Four. The fourth one is coming out this Thursday. Yeah, I'm gonna get on the train and watch that straight away.
That's crazy. I've been on Disney Plus and I have not seen any advertisements for season 4.
It is up there. Watch The Bear. If you have Disney Plus, watch it. Yeah. Season 1, incredible.
Yeah.
Season 2, great. Season 3 is a bit mid. Season 1 and 2, though, incredible. Fishes is my favourite episode of all of it. Forks, probably close to second.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so I've got Disney Plus now, so I can finally watch all of those classic movies like Snow White 2025.
Yeah. And to be fair, we should probably add it, A Real Pain. It's Eisenberg. I don't know how you're going to feel about that.
No, again, I think I've made my point known. His shtick is getting there to be annoying, but it's just
but
like...
also, it's got Kieran Culkin, who's incredible.
Who gave probably my favorite Oscar speech in a while. It was kind of
so
funny.
Out of pocket.
It was so out of pocket.
He just
good
turns
God.
Up and he goes, if I won the Oscar, my wife would say I could have child number 4 or 5. And then he ends, he's clearly drunk, like, fair enough. And he ends up by going, now let's get started on making those babies, and leaves the stage.
Let's just say Fuller wasn't the character I'd ever think would get an Oscar from Home Alone.
And Adrian Brody making a 5-minute speech. Who does he think he is?
Yeah.
And the fact that I love Kieran Culkin, because he's such like he's an icon in terms of, like, in real life. Like, he walks up for his Oscar, stares down Adrian Brody, and goes... Now, I've done a lot of award speeches this year, and I'm very grateful for that. And I would like to just say, it's 30 seconds, Adrian Brody. That is the allotted time. And then walks off. Like,
yeah. I don't know which one's stranger, Fuller winning an Oscar or Short Round winning an Oscar, but... yeah.
Are there any upcoming movies in 2025?
I still need Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 2.
Yeah, beyond... God knows when that's going to come
bloatedly
out.
Bloatedly delayed.
Yeah. Superman is a movie I have to go to see.
I loved it. Gone.
You know, I think... I was watching a video about it, and I feel that we might be out of the era of the gritty superhero movie. Thank the Lord Jesus.
But
I am so tired
so
of it. But it's like how every single movie was trying to be the Dark Knight for like 10 years. And it's I miss the days of Batman and Robin where it was bad, but good God, it was interestingly bad. I like that Superman, you know, it's gonna just be interesting again. Back to interesting ones.
Well on the list, I think.
Really? Yeah. Because...
And the Fablemans.
I watched that one again. Top 20 movies.
Good
very, very
I
good.
I remember watching that for my birthday, I was like...
Oh, that's a good movie to watch in your birthday.
What a good one.
Yeah, that's a very
especially
good one.
Especially because it's true, most of it. It's very sad. And the performance from Paul Dano, who's just become our mascot at this point.
Yeah,
like, you know, the thing with the monkey, like how the mom bore a monkey, that thing was so strange that it just had to have happened.
And Into the Wild on
Seth Rogen. The first time I watched it, I didn't even know it was him. I didn't even...
And we're going to do Into the Wild.
Huh? Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Banger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
good. I think that's just about... That's our year there.
Is there any other movie we're planning on seeing? Spike Lee is coming out with a new movie, Highest to Lowest.
Yeah. Christopher Nolan with The Odyssey.
Did you watch High to Low, the original?
There's the first one.
Yeah, it's from the
60s. Oh,
Japanese.
My God. He is quite inspired by those movies. Christopher Nolan is coming out with a movie that has baby's first actors, you know. You know, the actors that just everybody knows, so... Okay.
So...
But I bet it'll be good. It probably is going to be like the first Nolan film I'm ever going to see. Because it's... Yeah,
you
I like...
Watched
I,
one.
No, I haven't. And I...
No,
I,
no, no. Memento. You're watching Memento.
Yeah, but no. Odyssey is going to ease me in. It's not like it's going to be... I pray that he's not going to put like time paradoxes into that one. Because what is time paradoxes going to do with the Odyssey? Because I think the Odyssey is such a great story. And I'd be really interested in probably seeing that. Yeah.
That's all, yeah. Thank you if you followed us along.
Yeah.
We're really
so
grateful.
If there's any movies you've got to watch, La Haine.
You haven't seen it?
Oh,
yeah.
And because that's the first one. Who's going to do it first when you come back? Do you want to go first?
Oh, I don't mind. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see it. Or Batman Forever or Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
If we ever do make a film or some music or something. And it looks like we might be doing some changes. We might have some albums or some books coming
TV
up
shows.
Too.
Yeah.
Some broadening. We're going to keep with film most of the time, but...
Yeah, but it's good to broaden.
Media, man.
Yeah.
If we do an album, we'll probably start with Loveless.
Mm.
Or Wish You Were Here. Because
You know, we could always just do a concert movie as well. Kind of blend it too. If there's any of your favorite bands, like do a concert movie.
Oh, there'll be one.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, The Eras
Tour. Oh, hell no! Talkie Heads one.
Talkie Heads one's great.
Mm. Awesome. Some of the, maybe if there's a Joy Division one. There's a Joy Division movie. We should watch that. Called Control, about Ian Curtis. Okay, well, thank you for listening. I've been Eddie.
I've been Noah.
And this is us starting off the summer.
See you in September.
See you then, man.
Yeah.